Welcome to the retirement planning segments of your weekend financial safari. My name's Thomas Lipscomb, and joining us from the Chicago area is our local trusted coach and friend, John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services. Now, we are the financial safari because it is a financial jungle out there, and as we all know, you should not go into the jungle without a guide. That's why each and every weekend, we're proud to have John sharing his time, knowledge, and expertise about preparing for a secure retirement right here on the program. So, folks, we're going to open up a lot of topics today. If you hear something that maybe challenges you in your own retirement plan, or if you don't have a plan at all right now, set up a time to speak with John Kelly and his team at Kelly Financial Services today. The number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, John, welcome into the show. It's great to have you on. How have you been?
Thanks. Not too bad, Tom. How are things going yourself?
Going very well. Listen, we have had a lot of email questions come in. I want to get us started off strong and just hit one right up front. The first one is coming out of Palatine. Jim has written in, and he writes in and says, John, I'm 61 years old, never married, and no kids. How much retirement planning do I really need to do since I don't care if there's any money left for anyone when I die? Interesting situation. What do you think there, John?
Well, very interesting. I mean, we don't see too many of that around here when we do the income planning. But
yeah,
still, all in all, Jim, what I would tell you to do is just make sure that you have your affairs in order and figure out who you want to leave money to, because if you don't have that figured out, the state will do it for you. So it's better off leaving it to maybe a brother or a sibling or a charity.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that stuff determined before you pass, the state will pick it out for you and it'll go in interstate, and that's how people lose their money. I mean, make sure that you have your stuff set up yourself where you have a good income plan, where if you live into your 90s that you're never going to outlive your money. So just make sure that you have enough left for yourself, and then we'll figure out whatever's left for the beneficiaries later.
You know, that's so important, John, because, you know, it sounds like he might have been thinking about just a retirement plan involving the legacy aspect. You mentioned a very important part there, the income plan. It does matter. We do have to plan for retirement, don't we?
Yeah, you got to make sure that we have enough money to pay the bills every month.
Absolutely.
Especially if you live 25, 30 years, Jim, make sure you have enough to last yourself.
Exactly, exactly. So, Jim, if you would like to go over your options with John, you can reach him by calling 800-477-1135. All right, so, John, the next email I have here is coming out of Elgin. Connie's writing in, and she says, I'm thinking about borrowing $20,000 from my 401k to do some home improvements that we've wanted to do for a while. I'm 54 and planning to work for another 10 years, so I figure I could pay the money back to myself pretty easy over the next decade and not have any penalties. It's just such a big number, and I wanted that second opinion you're always mentioning. What do you think?
Well, as long as it's in a 401k and your plan provides it, look to see what interest rate that your plan is contributing back to yourself. What I would also look at too is maybe possibly taking out a home equity line or doing a refi with some cash out, especially today when interest rates are so low.
Yeah.
And what that would do for you, Connie, at least you get to write that interest off in your taxes each and every year. It just depends on what you're looking to do, what's more important. I mean, I don't know what the situation is with the home, if your equity's there, but just try to keep that in mind. I mean, if you borrow money from a 401k, yeah, you get to pay it back. But there might be better alternatives where you may get some interest write-offs, especially since today the money is so cheap.
It's so true. And Connie, you do want to sit down with a financial professional when you're going over decisions that could impact your wealth this much. So if you would like to sit down with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services, he is extending the opportunity to meet with him with no cost and no obligation. So folks, get a better handle on your financial situation. Sit down with a professional who knows the industry and will take your goals and your vision into consideration. The number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. So, John, I wanted to head into a segment here called Retirement Uncertainties. And, you know, you're a professional, so you feel very secure in the industry and in finances and in planning retirement. But there are many people out there who haven't even started a plan, I'm sure, just because they're not quite sure where to start. And I wanted to go over some common topics that are often spoken about across dinner tables and things like that. And the first one is the solvency of the Social Security system. I'm sure you've heard people talk about this a number of times. I know I have. I wanted to get a true professional's opinion on it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as you know, the government basically robbed the Social Security system in October, and they took away a lot of the switching strategies we're able to do for income planning for our clients. Social Security, everybody says, will it go broke? I don't think so. I mean, put it this way, the baby boomers are the largest voting class in this country, and I don't think that anybody's going to vote for somebody who's going to take away their paycheck. But they are definitely going to have to tweak it some ways. One of the ways I think they're probably going to do it in the future is possibly raise the ceiling as far as how much money gets paid in there. As you know now, $118,000 this year is where they cap it off at.
Right.
Where it was $118,500, where it was $117,000 last year.
Mm.
I think they're going to start raising that ceiling where the rich are going to pay in more into the system. Because it doesn't matter if you're making $1 million a year or $115,000 a year, you're still getting the same Social Security check.
Yeah.
So I do believe they're going to raise that limit a little bit. Also, the taxation percentage. Right now, anybody who's W-2 employee, 6.2 comes out for FICA on their paycheck every week.
Mm-hmm.
The employer pays the 6.2. Or if you're self-employed, you pay the full 12.4.
Right.
I believe that possibly we'll raise that tax in the future to make it solvent.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's only so much things they can do. I mean, if you think about it, you know, our parents were 65 for full retirement age.
Yeah.
People now from 1955 up to 1955, 66 is the full retirement age. And anybody born after 1960, now 67 is the full retirement age.
Mm.
There's only so much of that they do. They can't keep delaying that and pushing that back because people only live so long.
That's right.
And they got to get their money out of the system. So
yeah.
I think personally going forward, you'll see the taxes being raised, the percentages, and the income levels will be raised a little bit to make it more solvent in the future. And hopefully they quit borrowing and stealing our money.
Yeah, isn't that true? So folks, again, we are talking with John Kelly. He's the president of Kelly Financial Services. He serves the Chicago area. If you would like to reach out to him, that number is 800-477-1135. He would be honored to sit down with you at a time that's convenient for you, go over your financial plans, specifically retirement plans, make sure you're on solid ground. We're talking about retirement uncertainties. The solvency of the Social Security system is the topic we're just coming out of. And you know, John, I think the Social Security system is so important to so many people because it's that guaranteed check in the mail every month that they can count on for covering maybe a housing cost or a medical cost or some recurring cost that's very important to them. And they may not be aware that there are actually many other options available to get that guaranteed check in the mail, that guaranteed income as well, without having to solely rely on Social Security. Isn't that right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, pensions is the other one
that a lot
of our clients are doing. And unfortunately, most companies today, like the baby boomers today, the people who retire in the next 10 years, they're probably going to be the last generation that's going to have traditional pensions. You know, because companies that can't afford it anymore. Years ago, you always hear about, you know, you work at a company for 40 years, you retire, you get your pension.
Right.
Well, they don't do that anymore. In fact, even the states are trying to get away from that right now because they can't, they just can't manage it, and people are living longer into retirement.
Hmm.
I mean, life expectancies, I mean, people today are living 10, 15 years longer than they did 30, 40 years ago.
Absolutely,
and,
absolutely.
And these pension plans, I mean, they weren't designed for that kind of, you know, longevity in retirement. So what I think you're going to start seeing is there are other options out there. So we do a lot of information and a lot of planning for our clients with FIAs, which is the fixed index product. They have guaranteed lifetime income riders on them that you can turn their 401ks and their 401(3)s, should we say, into pension-like returns where they'll never outlive their money.
Absolutely.
Their spouse can never outlive the money. So, yeah, there's definitely choices out there.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of knowing what to where to look for it.
Well, absolutely. Well, and that's often the problem, isn't it? We often know what we want, and we know that we want to set ourselves up for success, but we don't quite know where to go to get it. So, folks, here it is. It's right in front of you, and that is John Kelly. He's the president of Kelly Financial Services. And, John, you've been on the radio answering questions. We've been going over a few different topics and stuff today. Even beyond that, though, you had an offer for radio listeners as well, didn't you?
Absolutely. And for the next 30 callers who want to come in, we'll do a customized design for you. We'll sit down and we'll do a full-blown financial plan for you at no obligation. And what they can do is expect in the first meeting, we'll do a free report for them. We'll untangle what they're currently doing with their current advisors, what fees they're paying. And then we'll also do a Social Security maximization report. We'll show them how to get the free money out of the Social Security through the restricted application for people who are between 62 and 65. And as always, we hand out Patrick Kelly's free book, The Retirement Miracle, which also talks about tax-free retirement income in retirement. So it's a best-selling book. So we'll do that for the next 30 callers, and we'll give them a complete financial review with no charge, no obligation.
Wow, that's fantastic. So folks, listen, if you are in the Chicago area and you are looking for great advice on retirement planning. John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services can translate that complex financial world into very clear instructions. And here at the Financial Safari, we do feel this is an excellent opportunity for you to get that true practical financial review. That is why we are partnering with John Kelly this weekend. So remember, to anyone listening right now, the number to call to take advantage of this no cost, no obligation initial consultation is 800-477-1135. And as John said, for the next 30 callers, you're going to receive that comprehensive financial review for free. Now, if the lines are busy, just keep trying. Again, that number is 800-477-1135. Now, we've got to take a short break, but we're going to continue the conversation with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere, because there's more Financial Safari on the way.